Hello, my name is Adrian. Return the call back from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm kind of confused. I was trying to, I bought a book and then they got this smartphone put up and I put my address in there and everything. And then it keeps telling me that I need to, what does it say I need to do? Oh, wait a minute. It says, please match the required floor mat. And I'm done that, but it won't let me order it.
Okay. So I didn't quite understand what you said. Do you mind repeating
shipping it? Information. It says shipping information. I put my name and my email address, and I put my phone number, my zip code, the mailing address, and then it says, so I went over to order it, and then it comes back up with a question mark, I mean a quotation, please match.
Okay, now a quick question. Now, are you trying to place an order?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty here. So let me a few moments here. Okay. All right. So bear with me one moment here so that I can go ahead and assist you better. So you're on the website, correct?
I'm right there now.
Okay. All right. And what is it that you're trying to get? Is it the watch?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me one second here and then pull up the information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding. So as it turns out, it's not allowing me to assist with helping you order those products only because we're only able to assist accounts that's already ordered. So what I can tell you is sometimes if you run into an error message, a lot of times it helps if you exit out of the whole page and start over with the purchasing of it.
Okay, but you said it was already said that I ordered it.
I can check to see. Cause did you get to the step where you agreed to the terms and conditions and putting your credit card information and stuff?
Well, I don't know. I gave them all my information on my MasterCard. And
okay. I can check and see if it went through. Bear with me one moment.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. No problem. One moment.
I'm not used to doing things like this.
Yes, ma'am. It's okay. I understand.
I'm glad somebody does. I get so frustrated.
No. You're fine. It's okay.
I'm just glad you had a phone number I could call.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and what's your zip code?
It's 99016.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and your first and last name?
Pardon?
Your first and last name?
Darlene Moore, M-O-R-E.
Can you spell your first name for me?
D-A-R-L-I-N-E.
Okay, thank you. One moment. And question, did it provide you with like a order number or anything?
I thought I did. It's order summary says, yeah, $5.95 for lower ordering.
Okay. Let's see. Let me look one more place to see if I can find your order, okay?
I'm wondering if they're not accepting my zip code as Green Acres and they want to accept it as Spokane Valley because it's not. It's Green Acres.
Because I'm looking here in our database and I'm not finding your order. So it probably, more than likely, it did not go through. But I'm going to check one more place just to double check and make sure. Okay, what's your shipping address?
107 South T. Shirley Road, apartment 134.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not finding your information in our system. So it's probably why it didn't happen. It did not go through. So what you can do is you can go ahead and try it again because it didn't go through. Because if your order would have went through, it would have put up on my end. So that's the good thing. It did not go through.
Okay, can I say one thing here before you hang up on me? And let me try
yes,
to...
That's fine.
I don't know what to do. I guess I just do that. It's not going. Okay, I see. It's not doing the matter. T S C H I R. Back to the dictionary here. Okay.
Thank you. I did containerize everything in my Rubbermaid. Love my Rubbermaid. You know, I got the play bills down there, the clear plastic. I got my slide stack. So that's good.
Now let me try it. Nope, it's still saying the same darn thing. I've gotten things from y'all before. But I've never gotten in, done this part before. Well, let's see what this happens. I think we can. Yes. Okay, I changed the. Now let's see what's going to happen. It's still. I even changed it to Spokane Valley, and it still is doing that. So I don't know what to do. Just forget about it, I guess. I thought it was smooth of a deal, anyhow. You're not there anymore, are you?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here, and you stated that you're still having issues with ordering the product?
Yeah, I changed the date, the city, you know, because it doesn't seem to want to recognize my address, my home address. It has a big pink thing around it.
Yes, and I definitely do apologize that you ran into issues. I really wish there was more I can do. Let me see if I can pull up our website to see if there's any issues on our website. Because what you may have to do is, because I really want you to be able to try our product, because it could be just the issue with the website at the moment. I always tell my customers just to try again later, but let me just see if it would at least pop up on our end here one moment. Because I can't do it, but I can see if the website is working.
Yeah, I can't order it over the phone then, huh?
No, ma'am. Because the reason would be that being because of the terms and conditions, and we want our customers to be able to read the terms and conditions before agreeing to them. That's why we don't allow it over the phone. Now, the website is working, so what you may just have to do is, like I tell my customers, just give it like an hour or so and try again later. Because it just could be just the issue.
And come back in. Right.
Yes, ma'am. So just wait it out an hour or so, and then just come back and try to order again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
To help me.
You're welcome. No problem. And thank you for choosing customer support. You have a good one, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.